A message from Major League Baseball.
Reno Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Mayrudy.
Good evening, everybody, from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin, about 11 miles from the Las Vegas Strip. It's Reno Aces Baseball on the radio. Zach Mayrudy, so glad to have you with us for game two of this series. The Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Aviators of Las Vegas, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. It is great to have you along tonight on the Aces Digital Network. The Aces have not lost at this ballpark since April 10th. Reno has won seven straight at this venue. Again, a venue with which they'll be very familiar by the end of next week. After this series, the Aces go home, wrap up the regular season for three games with Tacoma, and then are right back here for the PCL playoffs and the AAA playoffs, where they hope to win two games and be crowned AAA champions. And, I got to say this, the Aces are really comfortable at this ballpark. Nothing much changed from when we were last here in August and swept a six-game series. The Aces last night pounded out 23 hits, 17 runs on 23 hits on their way to a 7-5 win, or 17-5 win over the Aviators. 23 hits at the time. We thought it might be a franchise record, but it was actually 26, the franchise record. We were mistaken. But 23 hits, certainly a season high, as were 17 runs. And the Aces, for a second straight year, getting 20-plus hits at this ballpark. They had 22 a season ago in that wild game on June 14th, 2021. But last night, Reno a 17-5 win, and they got started in the second inning. RBI single for Jake Hager opened the scoring, and then later in the inning, a two-run single for Dominic Fletcher. Both those hits coming with two outs, and the Aces had a 3-0 lead, and they would build on that in the third inning. A leadoff home run from Pavin Smith to make it 4-0. Seth Beer then single. Couple of batters later, Dominic Canzone with a two-run homer, and that made it 5-0, and the Aces would get one more run later that inning to make it a 6-0 lead. And those six runs given up by Ty Dameron, the Aviators starter, went three innings. He allowed six runs, all earned on eight hits, two walks, and one strikeout. The Aces made it a 9-0 lead, their third consecutive three-run inning in the fourth. They got an RBI double from Pavin Smith, an RBI single from Seth Beer, and also a run that scored on a throwing error. Before the Aviators got on the board, again, the Aces had a 9-0 lead. Vegas would get on the board in the fourth inning, a home run for Kyle McCann in his first AAA game. His first AAA hit, a big fly. That made it 9-1. That was the only run given up by Jeff Bain, who started the game for the Aces last night. He went 3 2/3, allowing one run on two hits, two walks, three strikeouts. Caleb Barriger followed. Barriger would give up four runs on five hits in two innings. Three of those four runs coming on solo homers. Three of those home runs accounted for those four runs. So all four runs given up by Barriger accounted for with those three homers. One of them was a two-run shot by Kevin Smith, but the Aces just kept on doing their thing offensively last night. Blaze Alexander, who had an impressive AAA debut, reached base five of the six times he came up, doubled his first AAA hit to start the fifth inning, and then two batters later scored on an RBI ground out by Giancarlo Cintron. I mentioned the Aviators scored three runs in the sixth inning, and that got them back in. It made it 10-5, and they had a runner on with one out. Barriger and Blake Rogers were able to get out of that inning for the Aces, and then Reno really pulled away in the seventh inning, their biggest inning. They got six runs on six hits. They batted 11 in the frame. They got a two-run single from Pavin Smith, a three-run homer from Buddy Kennedy, followed by the second home run of the game from Dominic Canzone, who was perfect up until his last at-bat. But the Aces got six runs on six hits in that seventh for good measure. They added a run in the ninth inning as the cherry on top, the second RBI single of the night for Jake Hager. That made it a 17-5 game, and that would go on to be our final score. The Aces 17 runs, 23 hits, no errors. They left 12. The Aviators 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 4. The winning pitcher, Blake Rogers, now 1-0. The losing pitcher, Ty Dameron, now 2-1. 2 hours, 58 minutes last night. 7,017 the paid attendance. We will turn it over to the public address for tonight's national anthem, following the anthem, the starting lineups, and the first pitch from Las Vegas Ballpark.
Ladies and gentlemen, we show our respect to our nation for tonight's performance and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. We ask that you please display the traditional reverence while the anthem is performed. Singing tonight's anthem is Bridget Foster. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see?
a booming rendition of our national anthem tonight from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin, just off the Las Vegas Strip. Zach Beirutti, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Aces Baseball on the radio. The Reno Ace is the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Welcome to the desert tonight. Let's give you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the visiting Aces, the PCL Western Division champions this year, as posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Leading off, the center fielder Dominic Fletcher, batting second. Second baseman Blaze Alexander in his second AAA game, following up a great AAA debut last night. Hitting third, the first baseman Paven Smith. The cleanup batter, designated hitter Leandro Cedeno. Hitting fifth, third baseman Buddy Kennedy. Batting sixth, the right fielder Dominic Canzone, who homered twice last night and rounding it out for Reno. Batting seventh, the catcher Dominic Maroglio. Hitting eighth, playing shortstop Cole Tucker. And batting ninth, the left fielder Camden Duzenac. Again, for the Aces, Fletcher in center, Alexander at second, Smith at first. Cedeno, the DH, Kennedy at third, Canzone in right, Maroglio catching, Tucker the shortstop, and Duzenac in left. The starting nine for the Las Vegas Aviators is posted by their manager, Fran Reardon. Leading off, the shortstop, Kevin Smith. Batting second, first baseman Tyler Soderstrom in his second AAA game. Hitting third, right fielder Sky Bolt. The cleanup batter, designated hitter Bo Taylor. Hitting fifth, playing second base, Zach Geloff, his second game with the Aviators this season. Hitting sixth in left field, Cody Thomas. And rounding it out for Vegas, batting seventh, the center fielder Luis Barrera. Hitting eighth, the catcher Kyle McCann in his second AAA game. And batting ninth, the third baseman Mickey McDonald. Again, for the Aviators, it'll go Smith at shortstop, Soderstrom at first, Bolt in right, Taylor the DH, Geloff at second, Thomas in left, Barrera in center, McCann catching, and McDonald at third. Blake Workman will start a bullpen game tonight for the Aces. We'll talk more about Blake Workman when he toes the slab in the bottom of the first inning. But on the mound for the Aviators, it is Hogan Harris. And Harris is making his seventh appearance for Vegas. He began the season in High A with Lansing, then went to Midland for eight appearances. And again, this is seventh appearance with Vegas. They've all been starts. He is 0-2. With an 8.53 ERA in 19 innings, he's allowed 18 earned runs on 26 hits, 14 walks, and 27 strikeouts. And he faced the Aces back at Greater Nevada Field, and this was back on the 3rd of this month. He gave up 5 runs on 7 hits in an inning and 2/3. That was the game Jake Hager hit that dramatic walk-off homer back on the 3rd. Our home plate umpire is Dane Ponsak. Tom West up the first baseline across the way at 3rd. It's Chris Marco. Ace is getting someone in that first base coach's box before we can begin. I don't know who it is. They have a pullover on. But our first pitch is on time. It's 7.05 p.m. Pacific time, and it's in for a called strike, and it's nothing and one to Dominic Fletcher. The game time temperature, 79 degrees, a very pleasant night here in the Southern Nevada desert. Is swinging a three-hopper to second, going to be taken by Geloff. He flips on to first to get Fletcher. And 4-3 is out number one of our ball game tonight. The defense for the Aviators, the outfield left to right, Cody Thomas, Luis Barrera, and Sky Bolt. The infield third to first, Mickey McDonald, Kevin Smith, Zach Geloff, and Tyler Soderstrom. Kyle McCann behind the plate. And the aforementioned left-hander Hogan Harris out of Louisiana Lafayette is on the mound. He is from Lafayette, Louisiana. And the pitch is up and outside, ball one to the right-handed hitting Alexander, who reached base 5 of the 6 times he came up last night in his AAA debut. Alexander got his first AAA hit, a double, in the 5th inning last night, as that's in for a strike, and it's 1-1. That was the first of 2 hits for Blaze. He singled as part of that 6-run 7th inning. Pitch is swung on and missed. Harris pumping the brakes on that changeup at 78. 1-2. The center fielder Barrera is slightly towards right. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back by Alexander. 95 on that fastball from Harris. And that is about where Hogan Harris will top out. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss and a breaking ball that time. And down on strikes goes Blaze Alexander. 2 down and Paven Smith coming up next. The Aviators wearing their home whites, white pants, white tops. Aviators in orange written diagonally across the chest, a blue number on the lower left front and on the back of the jersey, orange sleeves on that white jersey, and the Aviators have their primary cap, the blue cap with the LV in orange on the front as that pitch is off the outside, ball one to Pavin Smith. The ace is the traveling gray pants. The red tops tonight, Reno written in white cursive script, a blue number trimmed in white on the lower left front of the jersey as that's in for a strike, and it's 1-1. For the aces, a white number trimmed in blue on the back of the red jersey, and the aces have their blue cap, the red bill, the letter R in white on the front of the ball cap with the red diamond inside as that's bounced back of home plate, foul. One ball and two strikes to Pavin Smith, who is batting .538 in his short time with the aces. Again, he had been on the IL with that extended wrist as that swung on a broken bat, grounded to first. It's going to be taken by Soderstrom, an easy play, three unassisted, and a 1-2-3 inning for Hogan Harris to open the ballgame. Nothing across for the aces. In the first, we go to the home half. It's Reno nothing and Vegas coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Right-hander Blake Workman out of Cal State Fullerton begins a bullpen effort for the Aces tonight. No score, bottom of the first inning. Reno retired in order in the top of the first. And Workman, the right-hander, delivers. And his first pitch, look out, sends Kevin Smith to the deck. Kevin Smith sitting on like a curveball that got away. I don't know what Workman was trying to throw there. It looked like almost a knuckle curve type of grip. And it looked weird from the start, even from up here. So, obviously, Workman had an issue with that grip. It was some type of off-speed pitch, but Smith ducking out of the way. Pitch swung on and missed. And it's even at 1-1. That was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The outfield left to right for Reno, Camden Duzenac, Dominic Fletcher, and Dominic Canzone. The infield third to first, Buddy Kennedy, Cole Tucker, Blaze Alexander, and Pavin Smith. Is that swung on by Smith and fouled at the plate, and it's 1-2. Dominic Maroglio handles the catching duties, and Blake Workman again opens a bullpen effort for Reno. Workman making his 25th appearance, his second start, and his only other start came on the 3rd of August. That was here, and he gave up one run on three hits in an inning and two-thirds. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back, so it stays 1-2 to Kevin Smith. Smith batting .258, 8 home runs and 43 runs batted in. Smith last night 1-for-4 with a home run, a two-run shot off Caleb Berger. That pitch just wide, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Workman drafted by the D-backs in the 22nd round in 2018, I mentioned out of Cal State Fullerton, native of Ramona, California. The second baseman Geloff is the second baseman Alexander is shaded toward the middle, and now Workman will be tagged with a pitch clock infraction, so that evens the count at 2-2. So Workman had the pitch clock expire on him, and again, the penalty is a ball. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a fly ball to deep right field. Going back is Canzone, angled to his right at the wall, and it is gone. And for the second time in as many nights, Kevin Smith has homered. So that's how the offense begins for the Aviators. A solo home run off the bat of Kevin Smith, and Vegas takes a 1-0 lead. Into the Aces bullpen is where that ball went. Opposite field, and Canzone tracked it all the way back to the wall. It was not a missile by any means. More of a towering fly ball the opposite way. And the wind is blowing out to right tonight, so that will be a factor. Ball will carry very well out to right, and it may have been aided there by the wind, as the pitch is going to miss up high. Ball one to Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom in his second AAA game. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and lifted down toward the left field corner. Racing over there to his right is Duzenac, and it is a foul ball. It's away from our line of sight. We can't see it out there. Duzenac disappeared, and I thought I saw the baseball pop up after landing, and there's not a lot of foul territory down there, so then the question became, did it land fair or foul? But according to the umpires, it landed foul. Got to take their word for it. One ball and one strike to Soderstrom. In from the left side, and the pitch is in the dirt and to the backstop. And a count, two balls and a strike. Soderstrom, part of the 2020 draft out of Turlock High School. First round selection out of Turlock High. If you're familiar with the Stockton-Modesto area, it's around there. Here's the 2-1. And a swing and a line drive left field, hit well, but right there is Duzenac, and he hauls it in for the first out. So hard contact there for Soderstrom, one away. And Sky Bowles coming up next. 1-0 Aviators on the Kevin Smith home run that started this inning. Bolt batting 350 in 20 games played this season with Vegas. 3 home runs and 21 runs batted in. The shift is on, 3 to the right of second. Tucker, the shortstop, to the right of the bag. Third baseman Kennedy is even with the bag and well off the line. And Bolt takes a strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's nothing and one. Outfield straight up in the pitch, and Bolt swings and chops it to the second baseman, Alexander. In the shift, he fields it on the shallow right field grass, and he throws on to first to get Sky for the second out. So Smith with the leadoff homer, and two in a row retired by Workman after that, and Bo Taylor, the designated hitter, seeing his first action of the series. Bo batting at 272 in 25 games back with Vegas. 4 homers and 13 runs batted in. And Taylor takes low and inside, ball one. Again, Taylor began the season in the Orioles system with Norfolk, their AAA club. And he hit 183 in 23 games. He was very excited to come back to the A's organization, the organization that drafted him. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. 91-mile-an-hour fastball in on the hands. And it's even at one ball and one strike. Again, that wind will be a factor. The flags are starched out there in right. Light to the Las Vegas strip beyond right field, twinkling off in the distance. That pitch is in the dirt, and it's two balls and a strike. Those palm trees out in right and right center are waving back and forth with this wind. Two balls and one strike to Bo Taylor. Two outs, the base is clear. 1-0 Vegas. And Workman kicks and fires. And Taylor trying to bunt to beat the shift. And he bunts it back of the plate. And it's 2-2. Taylor, that was an ambush bunt. He didn't get it set. He just kind of punched at it. Those are always tough. But if you get it down, it's probably a knock. Instead, it's two balls and two strikes to Taylor. Workman fires, and a swing and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and Workman ends the inning with his first strikeout. But the inning started with a second home run in as many games for Kevin Smith. One run, one hit, no errors, and none left. We played one inning in Vegas. The Aviators won. The Aces nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, when did you get so smart about money? Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Hogan Harris deals a first pitch fastball to Leandro Cedeno that misses in tight, ball one. Cedeno in from the right side. He was off last night, and now time is called. Cedeno steps out a moment. So Leandro seeing his first action of the series. The 1-0 is swung on and missed. Harris dialed it back to 76 there with the change. One ball and one strike to the hulking right-handed hitter, Leandro Cedeno. The 1-1 is swung on and tapped past the mound. Third base side, shortstop will barehand. Smith will throw to first and in time to get Cedeno. And Kevin Smith doing it all here in the early going. The home run in the bottom of the first, and that time charging with a barehand. That ball was bounding. It wasn't rolling. It was bouncing still. It would have taken another bounce had Smith not barehanded it. A lot of times by the time a ball's barehanded, it's been deadened on the grass or the dirt, but that was still going. And a fine play by Smith to open the second inning. That pitch is off the outside, ball one to Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy batting 266 at a three-run homer here last night. The pitch is in there for a strike. And it's even at 1-1. Kennedy now with 6 home runs on the year, 37 runs batted in. That pitch is a strike, raises to the outside corner, and it's 1-2. The outfield is straight away, and now the center fielder Barrera a couple of steps towards right center. Two on either side of second. Here's the 1-2 and a swing and a foul back off the netting above the first base dugout. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Hogan Harris into his motion, and the 1-2 is inside with a fastball at 93. And it's 2-2. Night sky over us. Again, it is getting into late September now. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a line shot. And taken by Smith after a deep hop. He spins and throws to first, a high throw. And Soderstrom leapt up and tried to swipe the tag on the back of Kennedy and could not get it on. That was almost another ridiculous play turned in by Smith, and it was a ridiculous fielding of that ball. They made the announcement. I don't know if it's hit or error. They said error. So that's always a tough one. There it is. It's always a tough one for the official scorer. Pitch on the way is in tight, ball one. It's one of those things. Like, you know the expression, I can't win for losing? I mean, had Smith not fielded that ball, it would have been a hit. You know, that was a wicked hop that it took. He gloved it, and the throw, had it been online, would have been in plenty of time to get Kennedy as that pitch misses, and it's 2-0. But because the throw was off, it becomes an error. And there are two different schools of thought when scoring a play like that. Here's the 2-0, and a swing and a ground ball pulled to the right side. To his left, the second baseman, Geloff. He fields it. His only play is to first to get Canzone. So 4-3 on the out. Kennedy up to second. That was a slow-developing play. Geloff had a glide a decent ways to his left. He gave a brief look to second base, but got the out in front of him. And with two down, Dominic Maroglio. But the schools of thought on that play are, yeah, you know, the throw was impacted by Smith having to jump back just to field that ball and then do a pirouette. You know, that could have impacted the throw, which it probably did, as that swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. The other school of thought is that, no, at that point, after a difficult fielding of that ball, then the second part of that play becomes somewhat routine. And so that was the school of thought with the official score there. I can't disagree as the 0-1 pitch is in tight. And it's one ball and one strike. But that was an impressive glove there by Smith. 1-1 to Maroglio, who had what I call the hit of the year here at this ballpark. Back on August the 5th, I believe it was, when he hit that two-run homer with the Aces down to their last strike off of Garrett Acton. That pitch is low, and it's 2-1. Maroglio batting .255 in 60 games, 10 homers and 36 runs batted in. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Aviators. Aces have Buddy Kennedy at second base with two outs. And the stretch in the pitch, and Maroglio swings and drives one to deep left. Left center going back, angled to his left is Thomas, and he'll have room in front of the warning track. And he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Maroglio teeing off toward that power alley in left center field, but Cody Thomas able to angle back to his left and haul it in for the final out. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left. And going to the bottom of the second, the Aviators won, the Aces nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It could be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Blake Workman out for the bottom of the second inning, and he deals a called strike to Zach Geloff. It's nothing and one. Geloff, who played in three games with the Aviators last season, that was his AAA debut last year against the Aces. In his second AAA game this year, that pitch is low. And it's even at one ball and one strike. Geloff had been playing with the AA club in Midland. Pitch is outside. And it's 2-1. We talked about him at length last night. Geloff, a 60th overall selection, second round pick last year. So in the year he was drafted, he got three games of AAA time as that swung on and missed. And it's 2-2. And we talked about how well he acquitted himself last year in three games with Vegas when he came up from Stockton just to fill in for three games. Went 7-for-12. No homers, six runs batted in. Geloff hit his first AAA homer last night. That was his only hit. He went 1-for-4. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a shot toward the middle. It's going to be gloved on a sliding backhand by Alexander. Throw to first, and in time to get Geloff. We have seen some sparkling defense in this game in the early going, and Blaze Alexander turning into big league play. He was on the left side of the infield by the time he finished corralling that. Alexander was shaded toward the middle, but he was still to the right of second, so he had to go to the other side of the infield, sliding backhand at the rim of the outfield grass, and a strong throw to first and plenty of time to get Geloff. And here's Cody Thomas, and the pitch is swung on and missed. It's nothing and one. Thomas in from the left side, and he's batting .235 with Vegas this season. 1-0 Aviators. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us. Bottom of the second. And the pitch is low and in. And one ball and one strike. Thomas playing in his fifth game with Vegas. One home run, five runs batted in. It's on the way and a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Thomas with Luis Barrera to follow. Three to the right of second in the shift. That one is swung on and lifted to left center field. Coming in and to his left is Duznak, and he'll make the catch for out number two. So two up and two down for Workman here in the second inning, and now Luis Barrera. Luis batting .269 in 77 games with Vegas. Eight homers and 44 runs batted in. Pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing and one to Barrera. Pitch is up high. One ball and one strike. Third baseman Kennedy is even with the bag. The shortstop Tucker shaded toward the middle. The center fielder Fletcher slightly towards right. And the 1-1, a swing and a foul back. That was a jam shot there. That was in on Barrera's hands. And they managed to fight that one off. And now he's inspecting his bat, making sure that it didn't break. One ball, two strikes to Luis. Kyle McCann is on deck. Workman trying for a clean second inning. And a 1-2 is low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Ace is trying to make it eight wins in a row at this ballpark. Again, they have not lost here dating back to April 10th. Reno's won 13 of 15 versus Vegas. Now the pitch clock has expired on Workman, and Workman thinking that he's getting a raw deal from the pitch clock operator, saying, wait a minute, I didn't really have my time. Three balls and two strikes, and the pitch is up and in, ball four. And you got to feel a little bit there for Workman. He's rattled after being assessed that pitch clock violation. Workman kicking some dirt around the pitching rubber. Pitch is swung on and missed, and nothing in one to McCann. Kyle McCann in from the left side. And the pitch is very high. One ball and one strike. McCann coming up from Double A Midland, and again his second game with the Aviators. Second game in AAA, and he swings and lifts a pop-up back of the right side of the infield, and this is Cole Tucker square to the infield. Boy, that wind has given it a push, and Tucker all the way out in right center field, deep for him, and he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So a 1-2, or not a 1-2-3. It would have been a 1-2-3 had Workman been able to retire Barrera, but almost 3-4. For Workman that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. So we're through two here in the desert. It's the Aviators one, and the ace is nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis.
Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Cole Tucker leads off the top of the third with the Aces leading, or the Aces trailing 1-0, and Tucker checks his swing, but went around, and it's 0-1 to Tucker, the eighth place hitter. The pitch, and Cole swings and chops one in the batter's box right at the plate. It's kind of a three-quarter swing there by Tucker. He just bounced it right at the dish. No balls and two strikes. Tucker, Camden Dusenak, and then top of the order, Dominic Fletcher. The pitch is way inside. Tucker backing out of the way, and it's 1-2. Aviators have a 1-0 lead. It was a leadoff home run for Kevin Smith in the first inning. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a little topspin grounder toward first is going to be taken by Soderstrom, and he takes it 3 unassisted, and Tucker got about three-quarters of the way up the line, and to Soderstrom tagged the bag. Tucker turns back toward the third base dugout. So one away, and Camden Dusenak, the ninth place hitter. Dusenak batting 258. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to the right side. To his left goes Geloff. He collects and throws to first to get Dusenak for the second out. So two up and two down. And now to the top of the order, Dominic Fletcher. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit RenoOrtho.com. So Hogan Harris looking for a tidy inning here in the third. Two up, two down quickly, and here's the pitch. And it is a big breaking ball that misses low to Fletcher. So Harris, once through the order, has not allowed a hit. Aces only base runner, Buddy Kennedy, who reached on a throwing error committed by the shortstop, Kevin Smith, in the second. The pitch is outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Hogan Harris, a third-round selection, the 85th overall pick in the 2018 draft. Pitch is a fastball right there for a strike, and it's 2-1. A swing and a ground ball to second. It's going to be taken by Geloff, and he throws to first to get Fletcher, and that is a 1-2-3 inning for Hogan Harris, his second one in three tries. And nothing across for the Aces in the third. We go to the home half. The Aviators won, the Aces nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away.
Blake Workman out for the bottom of the third, and he deals up and outside ball one to the left-handed hitting Mickey McDonald. McDonald hitting the bottom of the order, and Mickey had last night's game off. And the pitch is a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. McDonald batting 288. It's on the way, and it is a fastball that misses up high. McDonald able to check his swing. McDonald, who's given the aces fits going back to last season, with the two homers, 17 runs batted in on the season. That pitch is up high, and it's 3-1. But the aces have really struggled to get McDonald out the times that they've seen him. Three balls and one strike, and the pitch. And a swing and a ground ball pulled to the right side. It's taken by Alexander, and he throws to first to get McDonald. And one up and one down, and a nice job by Workman. He fell behind 3-1, but does not give in. Forces McDonald to put the ball in play, and he grounds out routinely for out number one. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. Workman exhales and brings his pitch, and it's swung on and lifted to right center field, hit deep. Fletcher racing back, angled to his left, and Fletcher checks the wall and jumps up into the wall and crashes in. Can't make the catch. The ball is off the fence, and it's corralled by Canzone, and he gets it back into the infield, but not before Kevin Smith arrives at third with a triple. And Dominic Fletcher, I hope he's okay. He looks like he is. He's up and walking, but he literally face-planted into the wall. He checked where he was in relation to the wall quickly and then jumped up and ate the padding of that fence. That is a well-padded wall out there, so thankfully Dominic Fletcher is okay, but that looked like it could have been bad. But it's a triple for Kevin Smith, and the pitch is up high to Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom has a chance to pick up his first AAA RBI. Here's the 1-0, and it is a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. And the crazy thing about the Dominic Fletcher play just a moment ago, if the wall wasn't there, he would have gotten there to make the catch, and he had a ton of ground to cover. Here's the 1-1, and it is up and outside, 2-1, that fastball overthrown by Workman. But it's amazing the ground that Dominic Fletcher can cover, and again, if it wasn't for that wall kind of jumping out at him, and him having to check the fence and take his eye off the ball for a split second, he's there. There's the 2-1, and a swing and a foul ball pulled over by the first base dugout, and it's 2-2. A spot here, obviously, where Workman is looking for a strikeout. The infield is not in, so the Aces still here in the early going, bottom of the third, willing to concede the run if Soderstrom puts the ball in play. Two balls, two strikes, and here comes. And a swing and a miss and a strikeout, a high 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And Soderstrom down on strike, so Workman gets his coveted K. And with two away, Sky Bolt is coming up. Bolt grounded to second his only other time up. Bolt in from the left side. Three to the right of second in the shift, and Sky swings and lifts a fly ball down toward the right field corner, and it's bending to the seats and out of play. These seats kind of act like trampolines for the baseball. Paul Fry is getting loose in the Aces bullpen. And it looks like Sky Bold has to go back and give some pine tar to that handle of the bat. I was talking about the seats here at the ballpark, and this is maybe one of my favorite features here. They have those hammock-like chairs, the mesh chairs, because it gets so oppressively hot here in the summer that if they had plastic chairs, they knew that people wouldn't want to come and burn their legs, so they have the mesh chairs, and they are so cool. Here's the 0-1, and it's swung on and fouled back over our heads out of play, and it's nothing in two. And Kevin Smith, with the shift on, was halfway down the third baseline as that pitch was being delivered. Just kind of taunting Blake Workman there. No balls and two strikes. And here's the pitch. And it's low and in, one ball and two strikes. And Dominic Maroglio cocked his arm back as if he was going to throw down to third. And Kevin Smith's like, I know you got nobody covering the bag. Kennedy, the third baseman, is playing the shortstop spot with the overshift. So those two having some fun. Here's the 1-2. And it's high and tight. And it's two balls and two strikes. I love those interactions on a baseball field. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a foul back. That's something the game does give you. You know, runner gets to first base, usually chatted up with the first baseman. You have guys playing cat and mouse and kind of smiling back and forth in a situation like we have here with Maroglio and the runner at third, Smith. If you pay close attention, you can see those subtle interactions that are a lot of fun. Two balls and two strikes. A pitch is low and in, and now 3-2. Bo Taylor is on deck. Workman trying to work around a one-out triple by Kevin Smith, who, by the way, has the two hardest elements of the cycle. 3-2. And it's high and tight, ball four, so Sky Bolt works a walk. And now Bo Taylor, who struck out swinging his only other time up, and he will not face Blake Workman. And Workman seems a little bit perturbed here that he's being lifted, not at Gil Velasquez, but maybe at himself for walking Sky Bolt. Workman, of course, a guy that is a bullpen guy. He's at 52 pitches, and he is not upset at Gil whatsoever, but just at himself. So Paul Fry will try and finish the job here. He comes in with runners in the corners and two outs. And the Aviators leading 1-0. And we're back to Las Vegas Ballpark after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy. Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center, right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The new Aces pitcher is Paul Fry. And Fry takes over for Blake Workman. And Workman did a great job getting the strikeout of Soderstrom after the one-out triple by Kevin Smith. But then he walked Sky Bolt and ran out of bullets. So to the bullpen the Aces go. And Paul Fry will try and finish this with two on and two out. Workman going 2 2/3 innings. And he gave up 2 hits. They were both to Kevin Smith, a home run and a triple. And by the way, Kevin Smith hit for the cycle on Saturday. He's got a home run and a triple tonight, so look out. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and grounded sharply to the right side. Sliding stop on the right field, grasped by Alexander. Throw to first, and Paven Smith with a beautiful pick, and he holds the bag to end the inning. Oh, my goodness. They had the shift on. Alexander was on the grass and right, and his throw to first, and Paven Smith gloved it, holding the corner of the bag with the end stop of his foot. That was awesome. The inning is over. Fran Reardon is arguing out there with the first base umpire, Tom West, but at least from the replay that we saw, he got the call right, and what a play by Blaze Alexander to save a run. That's the second great play that Blaze has made in this game. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two lefts. And heading to the top of the fourth, it's 1-0 Aviators on the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Blaze Alexander, who made a sparkling defensive play to save a run in the bottom of the third, will lead off the top of the fourth, and he's in from the right side, and the pitch is taken wide for ball one. Alexander struck out swinging his only other time up. Blaze Alexander has made two terrific sliding stops at second base, one out in the grass and shallow right, the other on the left side of the infield, having to cross over as that pitch is outside, and it's 2-0. And it's tough to have a more impressive start in your AAA tenure than Blaze Alexander has had going back to last night. Is that pitch in for a strike, knee-high fastball, and it's 2-1. Alexander reached base five of the six times he came up last night. Has made two outrageous defensive plays tonight. The 2-1 is swung on and missed, and now 2-2. The 2-2 from Harris is swung on and fouled to the backstop. Blaze Alexander, in 88 games with Amarillo, hit .306. He had 37 extra base hits, 17 home runs. A 2-2, and a swing and a foul back. 2019 Midwest League midseason All-Star when he was with Kane County, back when they were a low-A league. 2-2 is inside and now full count. Alexander, an 11th round pick in the 2018 draft, IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, out of high school for the ace for the Diamondbacks. That pitch is inside, ball four, and Alexander works his way aboard again. First time tonight, but the sixth time in the series. So leadoff walk drawn by Alexander, and we'll see if that kickstarts this Aces offense. Reno looking for their first hit. Paven Smith grounded to the first baseman Soderstrom, his only other time up. And a pitch, and Paven takes a strike. Smith with three hits last night. He needed a triple for the cycle last night. Had one chance to get it after he had had the first three hits. His last at bat, he flied to center, toward the triangle, in fact, to swing. And a line drive foul off to the left. And it's nothing in two. Given how well the Aces swung the bats last night and just everything came up roses for them, I was half expecting Paven Smith to get that triple his last time up. And then he shot for the triangle in right center. I was like, this has a chance. But it was tracked down out there by Sky Bowles as a swing and a foul off the screen behind home plate. Leandro Cedeno on deck. The Aviators a 1-0 lead. Vegas with two hits, Reno none. Alexander leads off first, and now a throw over there by Harris, and Alexander dives back. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a ground ball pulled to the right side. Diving stop by Geloff to his left. To his feet, throws to first, and in time to get Pavin Smith. The out plays for the Aces because that advances Alexander in a scoring position, but a fine play by Zach Geloff. How much defense are we going to see tonight in this game? And here is Leandro Cedeno. Harris a belt high set the pitch, and Cedeno swings and misses. He was eager on a 78-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, and it's nothing in one. By the way, if you're thinking about it, Blaze Alexander had 10 steals and 16 attempts with Amarillo. Hadn't really tracked what he had done on the base pass with the Saudis. The 0-1 and a swing and a miss, and that was a half-hearted swing, and Cedeno was fooled. Cedeno was expecting another off-speed pitch, and he got beaten with a fastball up high, 93, so Harris mixing his pitches effectively here. No balls, two strikes to center fielder Barrera towards right center. And a pitch, and Cedeno swings and fouls it back. Cedeno, 257 hitter in a short time with the Aces, a home run and six runs batted in for Leandro. This is his 10th game at AAA. The 0-2, and a swing and a foul back. Cedeno, such an imposing presence in the box, and we've talked about this before. He kind of faces the pitcher as the ball is being delivered. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back to the third base on deck area. Leandro stands at an angle in the back of the box, almost daring the pitcher to bring it with the way he peers out. No balls and two strikes. Here comes, and a swing and a miss. The ball, though, gets to the backstop, and Cedeno's hustling up the first baseline, and McCann is going to try and get to home plate as Alexander rounds third and scores. Well, I don't know what happened there with Kyle McCann. I just don't think that he thought that Alexander was going to come home. He slowed up almost as he saw Alexander halfway down the third baseline. Alexander, maybe just projecting that McCann didn't have a shot to get him, and on the replay, I do not think McCann had a shot to get him, and I think that's why he just kind of slowed up. But to see that unfold was a bit stunning. And Blaze Alexander on a strikeout wild pitch scores from second base, and Cedeno gets to first, so no out recorded there. As that pitch is up and away, ball one. Wow. Great base running by Alexander. Pitch, and it is inside. So for Hogan Harris, that is his second strikeout, but does not get an out of it. The pitch is swung on and fouled off of, I think, Kennedy's foot. I think Buddy got it off his foot or leg. Buddy scrapes himself up off the turf. It's like his right leg. Yeah, back of his right leg. Kennedy wears a shin guard on his left shin. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Two strikes on Kennedy, two balls and two strikes to count. And Buddy reached on that error committed by the shortstop Smith his first time up, and that pitch is off the outside. And now full count, 3-2. Aces still don't have a hit in this game. Payoff pitch, and Buddy takes inside, ball four, and Kennedy draws a walk. 2-1 out. Cedeno up to second base, and Dominic Canzone, who grounded to second his only other time up. So a 1-1 game. And Steve Connolly, the pitching coach for the Aviators, going to come out and chat here with Hogan Harris. Got a feel a bit for Harris, that strikeout with the wild pitch allowing a run to score. And maybe a bit flustered after Blaze Alexander chugged around third and came home, took two bases on that wild pitch. That was really stunning. And he walked Buddy Kennedy right after that. So Steve Connolly coming out trying to nip this in the bud. I want to remind you, the Aces are back home on Monday, the final three home games of the season. Tacoma Rainiers in town, and for tickets, RenoAces.com. It's a matinee on Wednesday, a week from today, to close out the regular season. And then the next day, the Aces travel right back here to Vegas for the AAA playoffs. Three to the right of second, Cedeno at second base, Kennedy at first, at third base, and McDonald tight to the infield grass, and the pitch is swung on in line to deep right. Bolt is angled to his right, and he makes the catch. Tagging from second, heading up to third is Cedeno, but that is the second out. That was a frozen rope you could hang a pair of jeans on off the bat of Dominic Canzone. So, the runners of the corners, but now two away, and Dominic Maroglio. Maroglio fly to left his only other time. The pitch is outside, ball one. Maroglio had good contact his last time up. Aim for that to alley in left center as that is in tight. And it's 2-0. I will never forget that hit that he had off of Garrett Acton back on August the 5th. On a 3-2 pitch, Maroglio took a couple of pitches that missed by an eyelash and sat on a 3-2 slider and creamed it. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's 2-1. There is activity in the Aviators' bullpen. And a swing, and that's a drive deep to left. He may have gotten all of this. Thomas is back to the warning track, jumps at the wall, and he makes the catch. Maroglio just missed. Cody Thomas leapt at the wall and is back touching the fence, I believe, at the end. Thomas with a great leaping catch, and yeah, his back rammed up against that fence, and he hung on to end the inning. And Dominic Maroglio twice has clubbed the ball well out to left, and twice it's been tracked down by Cody Thomas. But the Aces do tie it. They get one run without the benefit of a hit, a walk, a strikeout, and a wild pitch is what scored Blaze Alexander. There were no errors, and two men left stranded at the bottom of the fourth. Now 1-1 here in Vegas on the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Paul Fry, the left-hander, will face Zach Geloff, and the pitch is taken for a strike by the right-handed hitting Geloff, who was robbed on the first tremendous play of the night made by Blaze Alexander, the second baseman. Alexander had a range Far to his right, to the left side of the infield, made a sliding backhand stop and a throw to first. That pitch is low. One ball and one strike. The other eye-popping play that Alexander made was to end last inning when he robbed Bo Taylor of a hit. That time he was on the outfield grass and right. The shift, that pitch is outside. And it's 2-1 to Geloff, followed by Cody Thomas and Luis Barrera. That pitch is swung on and fouled back of home plate. Geloff last season with Stockton in 32 games hit .298 in the California League. Very good hitters league. 7 homers, 22 ribbies. That swung on and missed. And here Paul Fry strikes him out to begin the fourth. So one away and first strikeout for Paul Fry. The third strikeout, for Aces pitching. Blake Workman, the starter, went 2 2/3. Gave up 1 run on 2 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards right. And here's the pitch. And it is in for a strike and nothing in one to Cody Thomas. It's on the way and Thomas swings and misses. Couldn't find a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Thomas, the 13th round selection of the Dodgers in 2016, made his major league debut this season with the A's, had 10 games with Oakland. The 0-2 is swung on and fouled back. With the A's this season, he had 8 hits in 30 official at-bats, 2 walks drawn, and 12 strikeouts. And did not pick up his first big league RBI. Last season with Vegas, Thomas hit .289 in 59 games with the Aviators. Here's the 0-2. And a swing and a miss, a slider from Fry, who looks sharp. Fry with back-to-back strikeouts. And two away for Luis Barrera. I mentioned the Aces coming home for that last homestand. 3 games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday at Greater Nevada Field. 2 street tacos for $6, add a beer, and it becomes a $10 package. For tickets, renoaces.com. Here's the pitch, and Barrera swings and loops one towards shallow center. Going out, angled to his right, is the shortstop Cole Tucker. And in shallow center, Tucker makes the catch. And a quick 1-2-3 inning worked by Paul Fry. Nothing across for the Aviators. And we zoom into the fifth here at Las Vegas Ballpark. It's 1-1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
The shortstop, number 33, Cole Tucker.
Top of the fifth inning, Cole Tucker gets it started for Reno. Zach Beirutti with you in Vegas, where it's 1-1, and Tucker switch hitter batting from the right side against the southpaw. Harris swings and fouls it off to the right for strike one. Cole grounded softly to the first baseman. Soderstrom is only other time up. The 0-1 is up and outside. And it's one ball and one strike. There's a swing and a miss. 71 on that slow breaking ball from Harris, who's ranged from 71 to 95 in this game. Pitch, and Tucker takes in the dirt, and that ball ricochets to the backstop. 2-2. Cole Tucker, Camden Duzenac, and then top of the order, Dominic Fletcher. The 2-2 is way inside. Tucker contorting his body, getting out of the way of that 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And a swing and a foul off to the right. And Tucker swings and pops it up first base foul territory, and that will get off of the screen into the Vegas dugout. It's being pursued by Kyle McCann. So Tucker grinding here to begin the top of the fifth inning in a 1-1 game. Again, the Aces have won 7 in a row at this ballpark, including 17-5 last night. It's been a much more tame ball game tonight. 3-2 is swung on and missed, and 95 upstairs from Hogan Harris. And Cole Tucker, who put up a nice fight there in that AB, strikes out swinging. And for Hogan Harris, that is his third strikeout. Had that strikeout of Cedeno, that was his second, but that became the wild pitch on which Alexander scored from second base, and Cedeno, of course, made it to first. Duzenac is 0-for-1, grounded to second his first time, and he takes that pitch for a strike. Third baseman McDonald is midway between the infield and outfield grass. Center fielder Barrera slightly towards right, and the pitch is off the outside, a floating changeup from Harris, and it's 1-1. The 1-1, and Duzenac takes inside. Two balls and one strike. And a swing and a line drive left field and a base hit. That is the first Reno hit. So in stark contrast to last night, you know, baseball can be a funny game. The Aces 23 hits last night. Takes them till the fifth inning to pick up their first one tonight. And it comes off the bat of Camden Duzenac, the ninth place hitter. And at 78 pitches, that'll be it for Hogan Harris, who's had arm problems in the past. So they are really careful with his pitch count. And Fran Reardon take the ball from his left-hander and hand it to the bullpen. See who's warming up there for the Aviators. Brent Honeywell, I believe. So Honeywell, if it is the new Aviators pitcher, and indeed it is. So Honeywell will take over, and we'll tell you more about him when we come back after this call to the bullpen break in a 1-1 game with one on and one out. We're back to Vegas after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
Brent Honeywell is the new pitcher, and the 6'2" right-hander will face Dominic Fletcher. The Aces have Duzenac at first, one out after collecting their first hit of the game. It's a 1-1 ball game, and Honeywell off the first base side of the slab is ready to go. And the runner Duzenac goes. Fletcher shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike, and there's no throw down from McCann. So an uncontested steal of second base for Camden Duzenac on the first pitch thrown by Honeywell. For Duzenac, his 10th steal. He's been caught three times. Honeywell, former second-round pick of the Rays, and he'll step off a moment. 72nd overall pick in 2014 out of Walter State Community College in Morristown, Tennessee. Made his big league debut with the Rays last year. Three games in the big leagues. The 0-1. And a swing and a high fly ball to deep right. Bolt is going back. Bolt is at the track. He is at the wall and out of room. It's into the bar behind the right center field bullpen. And a two-run homer for Dominic Fletcher. His third hit of the series, he's now driven in four runs in this series over the first two games of it. And Fletcher, his fifth home run with Reno this season. And he gives the Aces a 3-1 lead here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Little doubt about it, especially the way the ball's carrying tonight out to right field. So that first run charge to Hogan Harris, that pitch is in for a strike and it's nothing and one. And that's significant because Hogan Harris now the pitcher of record in this game on the losing side. So he's on the hook for this one. The 0-1 is inside and it's 1-1. The pitch is swung on and missed. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Honeywell, and it's 1-2. So Reno with a 3-1 lead after that two-run blast by Dominic Fletcher. The 1-2 is off the outside, and it's 2-2. Just the second hit of the night for the Aces, but it leaves the yard. 2-2, and a swing and a miss, and down on strikes goes Alexander, who's now 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts in addition to that walk and run scored. So Honeywell's first strikeout, the fourth for Aviator pitching. Hogan Harris went 4 1/3 innings. And Harris gives up two runs. They were both earned on one hit. This would be a tough luck loss for Hogan Harris. The pitch is in tight, ball one. Harris walked two and again struck out three. The 1-0. And it is down and in. Check swing by Smith, and it's two balls and no strikes. Two outs, the base is clear. Reno with a 3-1 lead, and the hit's even now at two apiece. The 2-0. And it's taken for a strike at the knees, and 2-1. The 2-1, and a swing and a bouncing ball to first. A room service hop for Soderstrom, who takes it back of the bag and then takes it three unassisted to end the inning. Second time that Pavin Smith has bounced out to Tyler Soderstrom at first. The Aces, though, grab the lead on a two-run homer by Dominic Fletcher, his fifth of the year. Two runs, two hits, their first two of the night. No errors and none left. To the bottom of the fifth, it's now Reno 3 and Vegas 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply. apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Miguel Aguilar is the new pitcher for the Aces. He becomes the third Reno pitcher of the night in a bullpen game. And, you know, I'm on this. The Aces have obviously been a very impressive team, the PCL West champions this season. But I can't tell you how many games they've cobbled it together with the bullpen as that pitch is fouled off to the left and it's strike one on Kyle McCann. There have been a lot of bullpen games for the Aces this season. And it seems like they've never really hit a bad snag in any one of them. I'm sure there's one or two along the way if you go back and look as that swung on and bounced fair. It kicked off the bag. It's taken by Smith. The underhands to Aguilar, who was late covering the bag. And that one just clipped the first base bag on that bounce up the first base line. It was the second bounce that got it. Smith got it with a backhand in foul territory. And Aguilar might have thought that pitch was fouled off. I wouldn't be shocked if Miguel Aguilar thought that that pitch was fouled off, because it looked off the bat like it was going to easily bound foul. So that's probably why Aguilar was tardy getting to the bag. He was probably shocked that it hit off the bag and that it was a fair ball, as that is outside ball one. So an infield single for Kyle McCann. He's one for two. Mickey McDonald will swing at that pitch and foul it back. Good rip at that pitch, and it's even at 1-1. One ball and one strike. And it's on the way. And it is up and outside. Two balls and one strike. Aguilar making his 44th appearance, team leading 44th appearance, his 43rd in relief. 2-2 with a 5.82 ERA. 2-1. And a swing and a miss, and now 2-2. It was funny, Aguilar may not have put up the numbers that he did last year, but he's been perfect in saves, which, again, last year he converted 16 of his first 16. He's 5-5 in save chances. Of course, not one of them. The pitch is low and outside, and check swing is appealed, and no, says the base umpire. Chris Marco working the middle of the diamond, beg your pardon, from third with the runner at first base, McCann. And nobody out. Aguilar is 3-2, and it is low and in, ball four. So a single and a walk, but two on. With nobody out, and now to the top of the order, and Kevin Smith. Smith has a home run and a triple tonight, and again, he cycled on Saturday. Smith in from the right side. And a kick in the pitch from Aguilar is low and in, ball one. McCann at second, McDonald at first. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Maroglio, and it's 1-1. Aguilar in 43 and a third innings has now walked 18 this season. 32 strikeouts, 18 walks. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a line drive over the glove of the leaping Tucker and a left to base hit. Fielded by Duzenac, and he'll fire it back into Kennedy right at the pitcher's mound. Throw is cut by Kennedy, and the bases are going to be loaded. They held McCann at third. That ball was a bullet over the glove of Tucker. And obviously, McCann, the runner at second, had to respect the potential for that ball to be caught by Tucker, who had it just go over the webbing of his glove. So Kevin Smith is now a double away from his second cycle in four games. Wow. And for the Aviators, the base is loaded with nobody out. Soderstrom a chance at a big moment in his second AAA game. That pitch high and tight, ball one. McCann at third, McDonald at second, Smith at first. Outfield straight away, a balanced infield. Tucker the shortstop shaded toward the middle. Third baseman Kennedy about even with the bag. Aguilar, third base side of the rubber. And the 1-0 is swung on and popped up. This is to shallow left. I don't think it's deep enough. Duzenac trotting in. And Duzenac will make the catch, and there will be no advance as McCann holds at third. Tucker went out, and Duzenac was already at that spot, so Tucker veered off. Now, had Cole Tucker been the guy to catch that, maybe they try and tag and go, with Tucker being at an awkward angle to throw, but with Duzenac coming forward, there was no way they were going to be able to send McCann. So one away, and Sky Boltz, who's 0-for-1. Boltz has grounded to second and walks. Here's the pitch, and it is over the shoelaces of Boltz. Obviously, if Sky gets clipped there, it means a run. Ace is leading 3-1, bottom of the fifth inning. And Miguel Aguilar trying to pull a rabbit out of his hat. And a base is loaded, no out jam, now with one out. Bolt, the switch hitter, turns around, bats right-handed for the first time today. The pitch is inside. Sky's first two at-bats came against the starter, Blake Workman, who went 2 2/3 innings. Well, big pitch here. Two balls, no strikes with the bases loaded, one out. It's on the way, and Bolt swings and grounds it foul, third base side. And Aguilar threw him a slider there. So that's a gutsy pitch from Aguilar, and I think Bolt may have fouled that. He fouled off his foot. Yeah, he did. Ouch, out the top of his left foot. I didn't see that, and to the naked eye, you couldn't tell because the ball just looked like it was fouled off routinely. But Bolt dropped the bat, and now Justin Whitehouse is out to have a look, the head athletic trainer. So Justin Whitehouse having a look, and Fran Reardon over there. Obviously, everybody talks about the little bones in the hand when a player gets hit in the hand. When you foul a ball off the top of your foot, you got a lot of little bones in there as well. And Sky Bolt walking around trying to put pressure on that left foot. He's crouched down now in first base foul territory. Is going to use the time to jog out and chat here with Aguilar. Sky's trying to still shake it off. Now he'll put the helmet back on and limp back toward the batter's box. Two balls and one strike to Sky Boltz. The base is loaded and one out. Here's the pitch, and it's up high, 3-1. And Sky is still meandering around in the batter's box. We'll keep an eye on him, even if he gets on here. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come out if that foot's still barking. Here's the 3-1. And a swing and a foul back. Good swing, and Aguilar threw him a slider. So another instance there where Aguilar in desperate need of a strike and actually in dire need that time. If he misses with that pitch, he's going to walk in a run, but he threw a slider. If he has a feel for that pitch to throw it for a strike, might not be a bad idea to go back to it here. 3-2, and it is swung on and looped toward the second baseman, Alexander, who makes the catch on the infield dirt with the infield fly rule in effect. Sky Bolt was out anyways, and that's the second out, and he did throw him a slider. So Aguilar did go back to that pitch and induced a soft pop-up, and Sky Bolt really limping back toward that first base dugout. I can't imagine he's going to stay in the game. It was a valiant effort there by Sky Bolt wanting to finish that at bat, but he is hobbled right now. Well, Aguilar has done the hard stuff, and now any old out gets him out of Dodge here. Bo Taylor is 0-2. And a time is called. Taylor steps out of the box. Aguilar kicks and brings it, and Taylor takes inside ball one. The ace is 3, the Aviators 1. And the Aviators had bases loaded, nobody out. Now bases loaded, 2 outs. The 1-0, and a swing and a shot foul outside of first. So one ball and one strike. Miguel Aguilar trying to take the long way to a scoreless inning here in the bottom of the fifth. One ball and one strike to Taylor. It's on the way, and it's low and inside, 2-1. And Aguilar snatches at the ball. That was a breaking ball at 80. Here comes a 2-1. It's swung on and grounded to the left side. It's going to be gloved by Kennedy, and he double clutches, throws to first in time to get Taylor, and Miguel Aguilar pulls a Houdini act here in the bottom of the fifth. Had the bases loaded with nobody out and gets out unscathed. What a job by Miguel Aguilar. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and the bases left loaded. The Aviators have stranded 6 through 5. And now we go to the sixth. It remains Reno 3 and Vegas 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
Leandro Cedeno will lead it off for the Aces. Top of the sixth inning, and Reno leading Vegas 3-1. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us from Las Vegas Ballpark. That pitch is low and outside. Ball one to Cedeno. Batting 250, Cedeno. Pitch is a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Center fielder Barrera is slightly towards right. Two on either side of second. The second baseman Geloff shaded toward the middle, and the 1-1 is swung on and shot hard but foul outside of third. One ball and two strikes to Leandro. There's the 1-2, and a swing and a miss off-speed pitch, and Cedeno is down swinging, so Brent Honeywell picks up his second strikeout. One down, Buddy Kennedy coming up.
Number 16, Buddy Kennedy.
And Honeywell has now worked one full inning, if you add up the outs. He's retired three of the four that he's faced. He's struck out two of those three that he's retired. Is that pitch... is a strike, and it's nothing in one. But the one guy he didn't retire, Dominic Fletcher, who hit him up for a two-run homer. That's the reason the Aces have this 3-1 lead. And the pitch is in for a strike to Buddy, and it's nothing in two. Here's the pitch, and it's high and tight. The 1-2 is low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Looks like maybe Justin Martinez would make his Aces debut, is warming up in the bullpen. The pitch is low and away in a full count. Three balls and two strikes. Three, two, and a swing and a foul ball lifted out of play to the right. Yeah, if Justin Martinez gets in this game, it'd be his AAA debut. Three balls and two strikes to Kennedy. And it's on the way. And a swing and a ground ball sharply hit, but right at the shortstop, Kevin Smith, who crow hops, throws to first in time to get a hustling Kennedy. Two up, two down for Honeywell here in the sixth, and now Dominic Canzone. The Aces' final game of the regular season a week from tonight. It's day baseball at Greater Nevada Field. That'll be a day game. And Wild Wednesday, presented by Wild 102.9, $10, 29-cent tickets when you use the promo code WILD at checkout. And for tickets, RenoAces.com. Again, that is a day game a week from today. Here's the pitch. And it is inside, ball one. The Aces and the Tacoma Rainiers. And we'll have some fun over those three games as the Aces get tuned up to come right back here to Vegas for the AAA playoffs. Here's the 1-0. And a swing and a bouncing ball foul toward the first base coach's box. Speaking of... we have no idea who the opponent's going to be in that playoff between the PCL teams, division winners. It's on the way, and it's swung on and popped up. This is back of the middle of the infield, and the shortstop, Kevin Smith, is there. And Smith makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning worked by Brent Honeywell. Nothing across for the Aces. And that's the third clean inning worked by Aviator pitching. To the bottom of the sixth, the Aces 3, the Aviators 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit RenoAces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at RenoAces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express. now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back inside the broadcast booth here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Zach Baberty, glad to have you with us. Heading to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Aces have a 3-1 lead on the Aviators. And it's the AAA debut of Justin Martinez, the right-hander from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. Was with Amarillo prior to this for just two games. And he allowed two runs on six hits in four and a third innings. Spent most of the season with the High A club in Hillsboro. 13 relief appearances with the Hops as that pitch is up high, ball one. Aaron Brown is loosening for the Aviators as we begin this inning. One ball and no strikes to Zach Geloff, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's even at 1-1. With Hillsboro, Martinez went 1-2 with a 2.67 ERA. Had 44 Ks in 27 innings. The pitch swung on and lifted toward the right field corner. It is slicing and will land foul out of play and off the concrete on the inside of that sidewall. That ball rifled into those last few rows of seats down the right field line. One ball and two strikes to Geloff, who's grounded to second on a nice play made by Alexander and struck out swinging. The 1-2 is in the dirt, and it's two balls and two strikes. Last season, Martinez made seven starts with the low-A club in Visalia. He went 1-3 and had a 6.65 ERA. The second baseman, Alexander, is shaded toward the middle. Two balls and two strikes, and here comes. And a swing and a miss and a slider in the dirt. And a strikeout begins the AAA tenure of Justin Martinez. And for the second time, Geloff a strikeout victim. That's a fifth strikeout for Aces pitching. What a job by Miguel Aguilar. Got out of a bases-loaded, no-out jam. Aguilar went one inning. He allowed two hits, did not allow a run. He walked one and did not record a strikeout as that swung on and missed by Cody Thomas. 96 on that fastball from Martinez. We can get it up there. The 0-1 and a swing and a miss, and now nothing and two. Martinez's first stateside action came in 2019. He was signed by the D-backs in 2018 as an international free agent. Played the United States first in 2019 with the AZL club to start, as that pitch is going to miss a bit high, and it's 1-2. Also had time with the Missoula Offspray in the Pioneer League. League that no longer exists, sadly. One ball and two strikes, and here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, a half-hearted swing by Thomas on a pitch in the dirt. The ball blocked off in a first base foul ground by Marolio, who collects it and throws to first to complete the strikeout. 2-3 on the putout. And back-to-back Ks for Justin Martinez. That has to make him feel good. His first look here in AAA. And back-to-back strikeouts now. Luis Barrera, who's 0-for-1. Barrera has walked and popped to short. And a pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. To his left goes Blaze Alexander. Dropped the ball initially, but recovers and throws to first to get Barrera. And the inning is over, and a great first inning from Justin Martinez in AAA. Nothing across for the Aviators in the sixth. And that is the second clean inning worked by Aces pitching. Paul Fry worked the other in the fourth. On to the seventh, the Aces 3 and the Aviators 1.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Aaron Brown, the new pitcher for the Aviators. We mentioned he had been loosening last inning, and Brown will face Dominic Maroglio with the Aces leading 3-1 in the top of the seventh, and Dom takes low and outside, ball one. 3 runs, only 2 hits for the Aces. One of the 2 hits, a 2-run homer by Dominic Fletcher. And the 1-0, and Maroglio takes a strike. That one right on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. One-one, and a breaking ball bends in for a strike, and now 1-2. Brown drafted out of Pepperdine by the Phillies, a third-round selection in 2014. 81st overall pick that year. 6'2" left-hander, back steps, and now the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. A pitch down and in, a nasty slider, and Maroglio, who had hit the ball hard his first two times up with nothing to show, strikes out swinging to begin the top of the seventh inning. And now Cole Tucker. Brent Honeywell went an inning and two-thirds. He allowed 1 run on 1 hit. The 1 hit he allowed was the home run to Fletcher, on which 2 runs scored, but the run that broke the 1-1 tie belonged to Hogan Harris, the starter. So only one of those 2 runs was charged to Honeywell. No walks and 2 strikeouts for him. The pitch is taken by Tucker for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brown, in his second season with the A's organization, has not seen any major league time yet. There's the 0-1, and Tucker takes up and outside. This season with Vegas, Brown making his 44th appearance, his 43rd in relief, 7-4 with a 4.96 ERA. The 1-1 is low and inside, and it's 2-1. Brown, 68 strikeouts in 62 innings. But he's also walked 37, so the walks are up there as well. And the 2-1 to Tucker is off the outside, 3-1 to Cole. Brown topped out at AA with the Phillies, AA Reading in 2019. The 3-1 is swung on and bounced to the left side. Two hops for the shortstop, Smith, who backhands and throws to first to get Tucker for out number two. So two up and two down. And Camden Duzenac is coming up next. Duzenac has singled and grounded to second. That single for Duzenac in the fifth inning is last time up. That was the first Aces hit. Aces don't have a hit outside of the fifth inning. Got their first run when Leandro Cedeno struck out swinging and reached on a wild pitch. Blaze Alexander, who was at second base, scored all the way from second on a strikeout wild pitch. Here's the pitch on the way to Duz, and it's a strike on the outside, and it's nothing and one. A swing and a ground ball to the left side is going to be collected by Kevin Smith. A jump throw to first in time to get Duzenac, and that ends the inning. So 1-2-3 inning works by Aaron Brown, and that's eight in a row retired by Vegas pitching since the two-run homer by Fletcher. Nothing across for the Aces in the seventh. But that two-run homer by Fletcher in the fifth is the difference in this game. Still, as we go to the bottom of the seventh, it remains the Aces 3 and the Aviators 1 here in Las Vegas.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you. I lost you to the summer wind.
From fabulous Las Vegas, we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's the Aces 3, the Aviators 1, and the first pitch of the inning from Justin Martinez misses in the dirt to Kyle McCann. McCann, 1-for-2, an infield single his last time up. That was in the fifth inning versus Aguilar, as that pitch is off the outside, and it's 2-0. Miguel Aguilar escaping a bases-loaded, no-out jam in that fifth inning. Beginning with the first out that Aguilar got, which was a fly out off the bat of Soderstrom, as that pitch swung on and missed, and it's 2-1. It's now six in a row retired by Aces pitching. Soderstrom fly to shallow left. Sky Bolt popped at an infield fly, and Bo Taylor grounded to third. That's how Aguilar escaped that jam. It's 2-1. It is off the outside, and it's 3-1. And Justin Martinez, his first AAA inning, the sixth, he breezed right through it, 1-2-3, with back-to-back strikeouts to start. The 3-1, and a swing and a fly ball to shallow center field. Tucker racing out, Fletcher racing in. Tucker says he has it, and he does. And Fletcher just veered off in time as Cole Tucker got back there. Pretty well out into center field. And Tucker and Fletcher tap gloves. So that's seven in a row retired by Aces pitching, and Mickey McDonald is coming up next. He is 0-for-1. Outfield straight away, and the pitch is a strike on the inside, and it's nothing and one. Kevin Smith is on deck, and Smith, with a double, would have his second cycle in four games. Here's the 0-1, and it is going to miss, and it's 1-1. So, again, that's Smith in the on-deck circle aiming for that. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a line drive left center field, and Fletcher has it go off his glove. He got to the spot, and he misses it. And now in his second base sliding goes Mickey McDonald. Dominic Fletcher got there. He covered all the ground, and the ball just hit his glove and went out of his glove. Fletcher was obviously in a dead sprint. That makes it tougher to catch the ball. But that's a play Dominic Fletcher makes, I mean, 10 times out of 10. And that'll be an E8. So now Kevin Smith, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Smith with a big rip at a 97-mile-an-hour heater. And it's nothing and one. Again, Smith has homered, tripled, and singled. And on Saturday, when he hit for the cycle here versus Tacoma, he homered twice in that game. Here's the pitch, and it is in the dirt, and a nice stop made by Dominic Maroglio. Aces have seen an opponent hit for the cycle this year, Monte Harrison of Salt Lake. And that was back in late July. Harrison hitting for the cycle at Greater Nevada Field. The pitch is swung on and fouled back, 98 from Martinez. And it's 1-2, so Martinez really bringing it. Our first look at him, and I think that's the highest we've seen the velocity. Monte Harrison hit for the cycle versus the Aces on July 28th. And he went 5-for-5 that night with two doubles. That was a ridiculous night for Monte. One ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul back. And that was a slider at 84. Mickey McDonald at second base after the error committed by Fletcher, the drop fly ball in left center. On the out-of-town scoreboard, one game was just going on. It just went final. The Bees defeating the Rivercats 12-6 in Salt Lake City. One ball and two strikes. And now time is called. The batter asking for time. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. That pitch in the dirt, and that was a slider. And Smith is down on strikes. So it will not be the cycle this time for Kevin Smith. We'll see if he gets another shot at it. And Justin Martinez has really impressed in his AAA debut. If Mickey McDonald scores from second, the run would be unearned. Any run potentially this inning would be unearned for Justin Martinez as the pitch is swung on and lined toward the left field line, and that's going to get down fair and into the corner. And it's the first Triple-A RBI for Tyler Soderstrom, and it is a two-out double that gets it in here in the seventh inning, and it's now Reno 3 and Vegas 2. So the error hurts. Again, that's an unearned run for Justin Martinez. But a run that inches the Aviators closer, 3-2 Reno. Tyler Soderstrom with an opposite field double. And we talked about him a lot last night. Soderstrom is a bat-first prospect. His defense does play. It's not poor defense. It's not what I'm implying, but he's a bat-first guy as that pitch is in tight. And ball one to Sky Bolt at 98. Good to see Sky still in there. Never mind, it's Dalton Kelly. Well, he looks like Sky, but this is a pinch hitter, as that is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. We did confirm Sky had been out there playing defense, so he had stayed out there. So when we go to the top of the eighth inning, we'll see the defensive switch. 1-1 to Dalton Kelly in the pitch, and a swing and a miss. 97 on the fastball, and it's now 1-2. Dalton Dalton Kelly up for the first time tonight against Sky Bolt. Fouled a ball off the top of his left foot earlier in the game. And that's why he is being pinch hit for here. The 1-2 is swung on and lifted to right center field. This is going to be an easy play for Fletcher, who jogs to his left, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. But an error opens the door to a run for the Aviators. One run, one hit, one error makes the run unearned, and one man left stranded. And now to the top of the eighth inning, it's Reno 3 and Vegas 2. The ace is looking for insurance when we come back on the Aces Digital Network.
All right, she's going to roll these guys. She gets three of a kind to give her a big prize. Two of a kind.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their
Dominic Fletcher swings at the first pitch of the top of the eighth inning and nubs one right in front of home plate, and the ball was spinning and somehow stayed fair, and it came to rest right at the start of the third baseline that connects to the batter's box. So Dominic Fletcher is out number one on a ball that I'm shocked stayed fair. So 2-3 on that out, and that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Blaze Alexander. Alexander is 0-2 at the plate tonight with two strikeouts. He has walked and scored a run. That one is low and away. I think maybe Stephon Crichton in the bullpen. A swing and a comebacker, and what a neat snag by Brown. And he throws overhand to first to get Alexander. For out number two, we have seen dazzling defense tonight, and Brown was leaning back as he fielded that one like the Matrix. And he stuck the glove up on the front slope of the mound and casually lobbed it to first and exhales a sigh of relief because that was a sharp comebacker coming at his face. Woo! Two outs, and Paven Smith coming up next. Man, oh man, we've seen some defense tonight. The pitch is in tight, ball one to Smith, who's 0-3. And it is Crichton warming up in the Reno bullpen. The 1-0 is in for a strike, and it's 1-1 to Paven. Two outs, the base is clear. Aaron Brown has just made it 10 in a row retired by Aviator pitching. This goes back to the fifth inning. The 1-1 is low and outside, and it's 2-1. It goes back to the Fletcher two-run homer in the fifth. The time gave Reno a 3-1 lead, but it's now 3-2 after the Aviators took advantage of a Fletcher error in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1, and a swing and a foul back to the left, and now 2-2. The 2-2. And a swing and a chop to the right side. It's going to be taken on the second bounce by Geloff, and he throws to first to get Smith. And that ends a 1-2-3 inning, so make it now 11 in a row, retired by Aviator pitching. Nothing across for the Aces. But Reno's still leading as we go to the bottom of the eighth. It's the Aces 3 and the Aviators 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Stephon Crichton, the new pitcher for the Aces, bottom of the eighth inning, Reno leading 3-2, and Bo Taylor attacks the first pitch and bounces it foul up the right field side. Nothing in one to Taylor, who is 0-3. This has been a well-pitched, well-played ball game tonight. There have been two errors, one for each team, but there have been just so many eye-popping defensive plays. That pitch is low and in, and it's one ball and one strike to Bo Taylor. He'll be followed by Zach Geloff and Cody Thomas. Here's the 1-1, and it is low, and now 2-1. Crichton making his third appearance with the Aces, his third appearance anywhere this season. He's allowed 3 earned runs on 4 hits in an inning and a third. 1 walk, 1 K, a swing and a fly ball to right field. It sends Canzone back to the warning track, and Canzone right in front of the Aviators bullpen makes the catch for out number one. There is a right-hander throwing in the Vegas pen. Might be Domingo Tapia. It is. So one away, and Zach Geloff, who's 0-3. Geloff has grounded to second and struck out twice, and that pitch is low, ball one. Crichton taking over for Justin Martinez. How about his AAA debut? 2 innings. The run that he allowed was unearned. He allowed 1 hit, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Topped out at 98. That pitch in for a strike. So Crichton becomes the 5th Aces pitcher of the night. And the 1-1. A swing and a foul tip at the plate. And now 1-2. On the out-of-town scoreboard, El Paso over Oklahoma City 9-8. Again, those two teams duking it out atop the East Division. The pitch is swung on and lined into the glove of the leaping second baseman, Alexander. How much more defense are we going to see tonight? And Blaze Alexander, his third tremendous play of the night when jumping through the air, angled to his left, right at the rim of the outfield grass. Welcome to the Aces, Blaze Alexander. We're happy to have you. And now Cody Thomas in from the left side. Thomas is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. And a pitch from Crichton is low and in, ball one. I mentioned OKC and El Paso. Those two teams came in today tied atop the East. And El Paso scored 8 runs over the 4th and 5th innings on their way to a 9-8 win. That pitch is outside. And it's 2-0. How about Oklahoma City had a 7-1 lead in that game. And El Paso scored 4 in the 4th, 4 in the 5th. Pitch is swung on and cued to the third baseman, Kennedy. He's up with it, and he throws to first in time to get Thomas, and that ends the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning worked by Stefan Crichton, and nothing across for the Aviators in the 8th. Aces once again looking for insurance as we go to the top of the 9th. It's Reno 3 and Vegas 2.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit RenoAces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at RenoAces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid just as long.
Domingo Tapia is the new pitcher for the Aviators, and he will face Leandro Cedeno to begin the top of the 9th inning, and the first pitch in for a called strike. That crackled in at 97 miles an hour. And nothing in one to Tapia, or to Cedeno. Tapia delivers, and that pitch is outside. And it's 1-1. Cedeno 0-for-3. He struck out but reached on a wild pitch in the 4th inning, and on that wild pitch, Blaze Alexander scored all the way from 2nd. That was the first Reno run. To that point, they hadn't had a hit, as that swung on and fouled at the plate, and it's 1-2. Aces have just 2 hits in this game, and yet they lead it 3-2. That's the way it's gone versus Vegas for the Aces of late. They have won 13 of 15 versus the Aviators have not lost at this venue dating back to April 10th. Here's the 1-2, and it is strike three called on the outside corner, and that was a 98-mile-an-hour dart fired in by Domingo Tapia. So Tapia opens with a strikeout, and that is now 12 in a row retired by Aviator pitching, and Buddy Kennedy is in from the right side. He is 0-for-2. Kennedy's reached on a fielding error or a throwing error by the shortstop Smith, and he is grounded out to Smith as that pitch, 97, is outside ball one. Buddy walked in the fourth inning. A 1-0, and Buddy looks at a ball low, 98. Two balls and no strikes. Mitchell Stumpo getting loose in the Aces' pen, and it's on the way, and it's swung on and bounced foul wide of third. For Domingo Tapia, he is making his 26th appearance with the Aviators, and he has fashioned a 1.88 ERA in Vegas. The pitch is low, and it's 3-1. In 29 innings, Tapia has given up 6 earned runs on 24 hits, 11 walks, 28 strikeouts in 29 innings. 3-1. And a pitch. And Kennedy swings and misses. He was geared up for that fastball, too. It came in at 98. And Kennedy asked the home plate umpire if it would have been a strike, and Dane Ponczak nodded his head, yes, it would have. And again, no automatic balls and strikes this series. They have the challenge system in place. The 3-2 is outside ball four, so Kennedy flips his bat for the second time and takes a walk tonight. And the Aces, in their quest for insurance, have the fifth place hitter, Buddy Kennedy, reach ahead of Dominic Canzone, who's 0-for-3. And I like the spot for Canzone here, a guy with great bat speed against a guy in Tapia, who throws very hard. Here's the pitch, and Canzone swings and lifts a fly ball to a straightaway center, relatively deep, but it is playable for Barrera, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. By the way, last inning, Dalton Kelly did stay in the game to play right field for Sky Bolts. Kelly, who pinch hit for Bolts in the seventh, did stay in and is now the right fielder. I meant to tell you that. So here's Dominic Maroglio, who's 0-for-3. Maroglio's had hard contact out to left twice tonight. Once all the way out to the wall where it was caught by Thomas, and the pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. 97 to Maroglio. The 0-1. And a swing and a line drive left center field, racing to his right is Barrera, and he slides down and makes the catch. And that ends the inning. What a grab by Luis Barrera, and that just punctuates the amazing defense we've seen tonight here in Vegas. That ball looked like it was destined to get down and score Kennedy, who is off and running from first with two outs. And Luis Barrera says, not on my watch. So Barrera, with that sliding catch, denies the Aces their insurance run in the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left stranded. We'll see if the Aces can hang on. Mitchell Stumpo is on to pitch for Reno, and Mitchell Stumpo has quite the streak going. We'll tell you about it when we come back. We go to the top of the ninth. It's the Aces 3 and the Aviators 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works, be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City. start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live Greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Barrera leads it off versus Mitchell Stumpo here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And here we go in a one-run game. The Aces leading 3-2, and Barrera takes up high ball one. Mitchell Stumpo is trying to save this game for Paul Fry, who is the pitcher of record for the Aces. And a 1-0 pitch is going to be a ball up and in. Barrera checked his swing, and on the appeal, it is confirmed that he did. That was close, but I think they got it right. The 2-0, and it is very high to the backstop. Three balls and no strikes. Stumpo taking over for Stefan Crichton, who works a 1-2-3-8. Stumpo has not allowed an earned run in his last 15 games. A stretch that began on July 29th. Tied for the longest streak in the PCL this season. That pitch to the backstop. Wow, Mitchell Stumpo fired a couple to the backstop. Luis Barrera is aboard, and that is a problem because Barrera has great speed. And now Kyle McCann, who's 1-for-3. McCann, an infield single in the fifth. The shortstop, Tucker, shaded toward the middle, the outfield straight away. And here's the pitch, and it is up and away, ball one. And Stumpo right now, something's off. And Dominic Morolio is going to jog out to the mound and try and get him recalibrated. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Tacoma defeated Round Rock 7-6. The Rainiers scored 5 in the bottom of the ninth. There were 8 home runs hit in that game, including one hit by Drew Ellis. And with that, Round Rock now 5 games back of El Paso, who again rallied to beat Oklahoma City. They were trailing 7-1, the Chihuahuas were, and they rallied to beat him 9-8, so El Paso in first place in the East. Here's the pitch, and it is in for a strike. And it's even at 1-1 to McCann. Stumpo delivers, Barrera takes off, the pitch is up high, the throw from Morolio is not in time. Barrera just snuck his left hand in there ahead of the tag, so they sent Luis Barrera. And just ahead of the tag from Cole Tucker, Luis diving to the backside of that bag. And for Luis Barrera, his 9th steal of the season. He's been caught 3 times. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a foul ball tap back of home plate, and now it's 2-2. Well, now the mission for Stumpo becomes get an unproductive out here. And the mission for McCann is to put a ball in play that would allow Barrera to get to third base with less than 2 outs. The 2-2. And it's in the dirt, a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Chris Marco, the third base umpire. McCann doesn't think so. Oh, he went. Looks like he committed there and put the bat through the zone. So that's a big strikeout for Stumpo, one away. And now Mickey McDonald. Mitchell Stumpo is 7 of 7 in save chances. He's 1 and 2 with a 3.79 ERA. He has been outstanding going back to late July when this streak began. 40 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 17 runs, all earned on 27 hits, 31 walks to 47 strikeouts. McDonald, who's been an aces killer going back to last season, chance to tie it with a hit. The pitch is low, ball one. 3 runs, only 2 hits, and an error for the aces. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for the Aviators. Barrera at second. He walked to start the inning and stole second base. What a finish tonight here in downtown Summerlin. The 1-0. And it is a strike at the knees, and it's level at 1-1. Stumpo out of Division III Guilford College has gone from obscurity to making a name for himself and really putting himself on the radar. Here's the 1-1. And a strike. There's that nasty slider on the inside edge, and it's 1-2. Well, Mitchell Stumpo, after missing badly on a few different occasions to Barrera, seems to have settled in. 1-2. Tucker, the shortstop, shaded toward the middle and cheating in behind the runner at second, Barrera. Here's the 1-2, and it's in the dirt and blocked out front by Maroglio. 2-2. To Mickey McDonald, Kevin Smith, who's a double away from his second cycle in 4 games, is on deck. 2-2, and here comes a swing and a foul back. 88 on that pitch from Stumpo. That was a slider and hung up there a bit. Two balls and 2 strikes. The pitch inside to the backstop, and up to third base goes Luis Barrera on a wild pitch, and it nearly hit Mickey McDonald. Well, now that brings the infield in. Three balls, 2 strikes, and it's on the way. A swing and a bouncer, the shallow playing second baseman Alexander throws home the tag, and it is in time! And Barrera fires the helmet off and is irate with the home plate umpire Dane Ponsack and Fran Reardon, his manager, coming in to help him out. Oh, man, that was a bang-bang play, and Barrera thought that he had the angle on the slide. And it was bang-bang. Barrera is really upset as he goes back to the first base dugout with a furrowed brow. It's truly a bang-bang play, and they'd have to go frame by frame on the replay for me to surely say that the call was right or wrong. And Fran Reardon has Luis Barrera's back here. And I don't think Fran's trying to wear out the home plate umpire, Dane Ponsack. I just think he wants to back up his player. They're going frame by frame on the replay. It looked like he was safe. Looked like his fingertip just got in there on that oven mitt. Oh my goodness. 4-2 on the fielder's choice. Wow, what high drama here in the ninth inning, as now Kevin Smith needing a double for the cycle. Runner at first. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, ball one. And given Mickey McDonald's terrific speed, a double would likely tie this game with 2 outs. As McDonald will be going on contact. Smith, who hit for the cycle on Saturday here versus Tacoma, trying for his second one in 4 games. That'd be a heck of a feat as that swung on and missed. 96 on that fastball from Stumpo in on the hands. And it's 1-1. The tying run cut down at the plate. But the Aviators still 1 out left with which to play. McDonald at first being held by Paven Smith. And the 1-1. A swing and a miss, a slider away, and it's 1-2. Mitchell Stumpo, who's not allowed an earned run dating back to July 29th. Still has that intact by the hair on his chinny chin chin. One ball and two strikes. Runner goes. The pitch is swung on and missed. And that's the ball game. And that streak is intact for Stumpo. And he has his eighth save and his many attempts. And the fans boo as they are still upset about Luis Barrera being called out at the plate. But again, that was a bang, bang play at the plate. You got a feel for Dane Ponczak. I don't think he blew the call at all, but if you go frame by frame on the replay, you might deduce that Barrera had it beat. I think he did by just the fingers on the oven mitt that he was wearing. But nonetheless, Mitchell Stumpo survives that ninth inning, which was loaded with turbulence, and he gets two strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left stranded. What a finish tonight in Vegas. Our final totals, the Aces, 3 runs, only 2 hits, and 1 error. They left 4 stranded. The Aviators, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. They left 8 stranded. The winning pitcher tonight is Paul Fry, who retired everybody that he faced. And Fry, in his bullpen game, picks up the win, and that's his first decision of the season. How about that? 27 appearances now for Fry, and this is his first decision, win or loss, and he's now 1-0. The losing pitcher is Hogan Harris. Harris was on the bench when the go-ahead run scored. It was on that 2-run homer by Fletcher. The homer was given up by Brent Honeywell, but the first run, which broke the 1-1 tie, charged to Harris. And Hogan Harris suffers the loss. And for Hogan Harris, his record is now 0-3. Still looking for his first AAA win. And Mitchell Stumpo perhaps benefited from a call at the plate, but he gets his 8th save in as many tries. The time of our game tonight was 2 hours and 22 minutes. Deuces were wild tonight. The paid attendance, 5,780, 5780 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. What a finish. And for the Aces, their 8th straight win at this venue. And Reno has now won 14 of its last 16 versus their rivals from Southern Nevada. Our final score, the Aces 3, the Aviators 2, and the postgame show is next on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Well, I don't know if anybody's ever been on a bigger heater in Las Vegas than the one the Aces are on right now. They have not lost in this town since April the 10th. The Aces pick up their 8th straight win here at Las Vegas Ballpark. They've won 14 of 16 versus the Aviators. They are 19-7 versus Vegas this season. And the Aces needed 2 hits tonight to get this win and eke out a 3-2 victory. One of those 2 hits responsible for 2 of the 3 runs, the 2-run homer by Dominic Fletcher. And let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aces, 3 runs, 2 hits, 1 error. They left 4 stranded. The Aviators, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 8 stranded. The winning pitcher, Paul Fry, he's now 1-0. The losing pitcher, Hogan Harris, now 0-3. And there was a save collected by Mitchell Stumpo, who had to hang on His eighth save of the season, and Stumpo's scoreless appearance streak remains intact, going back to July 29th. The time of our game was 2 hours and 22 minutes, and the paid attendance tonight, 5,780 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, the Aviators got off to the early start. Kevin Smith homered to begin the offense for the Aviators in the bottom of the first inning. Smith was the leadoff hitter, and he homered, taking Blake Workman deep. And that gave the Aviators a 1-0 lead. And Smith needed a double for his second cycle in four games. It never did come, and we'll get to his last at bat here in just a short moment. But 1-0 Aviators. That was the only run given up by Blake Workman, again, who started a bullpen game for the Aces. Workman left in the third inning with two on and two out, and Paul Fry came in and got Bo Taylor to ground out on a gorgeous play made by Blaze Alexander, one of a few that he had tonight at second base. But keep in mind, Workman gave up a one-out triple in that game to Smith, or in that inning, I should say, a one-out triple in that third inning to Kevin Smith. So he had to pitch around that. Obviously a big deal when you go back and piece it together in a one-run game. Tyler Soderstrom struck out swinging, and then Skybolt walked after that triple, putting two on with one out, or two on with the two out, and then at that point, Workman had exhausted his pitch count, and Paul Fry came in. And Fry got that ground out off the bat of Taylor to end the inning and get Workman out of Dodge, having stranded those two runners. Workman 2 2/3. He allowed one run on two hits, two walks, two strikeouts. Fry retired everybody that he faced. He went an inning and a third perfect with two strikeouts. The Aces would tie it in the fourth inning without the benefit of a hit. The Aces didn't have a hit until the fifth. And as it turned out, they didn't have a hit after the fifth inning. Or before it. It was just the fifth inning. Outside of the fifth inning is what I wanted to say. But in the fourth inning, Blaze Alexander drew a walk, and then a Paven Smith ground out got him to second base. And then Leandro Cedeno up. Cedeno struck out on a pitch that found its way to the backstop. And Cedeno not only got up to first, but Blaze Alexander scored all the way from second with terrific speed. Alexander never hesitated around third and came home on that wild pitch. And at that point, we were tied at one. So that was the first run given up by Hogan Harris. All the runs were earned tonight for the Aviators. But that was the first run given up by Harris. And then in the fifth inning, in a 1-1 game, with one out, Camden Duzenac singled. And that was the end of the line for Hogan Harris. Out he went. In came Brent Honeywell. And Honeywell retired all but one of the hitters that he faced. Honeywell would retire five in a row after this, but he gave up a two-run homer to Dominic Fletcher that made its way into the bar out in right center field. That ended up being the last Aces hit of the night. And that was enough. That made it 3-1, giving Reno the lead. Again, that first run was charged to Harris of the two that scored. Harris went 4 1/3, giving up two runs on one hit. A tough luck loss for him. Two walks and three strikeouts. Again, Honeywell retired everyone else that he faced. He went an inning and two-thirds, but gave up one run on the one hit, the game winner. The two-run homer by Fletcher, no walks and two strikeouts. And after that home run by Dominic Fletcher, 14 of the last 15 Aces hitters were retired by Aviator pitching, the only exception when Buddy Kennedy drew a one-out walk in the ninth inning. But it was an impressive performance down the stretch for the Aviators pitching staff. Aaron Brown, two perfect innings, beginning in the seventh, and Domingo Tapia with the a scoreless ninth inning, working around that one-out walk issued to Kennedy. Meanwhile, Miguel Aguilar, with the Aces having just taken the lead in the fifth inning, 3-1, Aguilar would find his way into the weeds and then out of them. Kyle McCann singled, Mickey McDonald walked, and Kevin Smith singled, and that loaded the bases with nobody out, but Aguilar would get Soderstrom to fly to very shallow left, Sky Bolt to pop out to the infield, and Bo Taylor to ground out to third to end the inning and get out of that jam. Aguilar, one inning, which was stressful. Did not allow a run, gave up two hits. He walked one, did not record a strikeout. Justin Martinez was a story tonight. Martinez making his AAA debut, and the hard-throwing right-hander pitched two innings. He allowed an unearned run, and it was the byproduct of an error. Martinez retired the first four batters that he faced, including a pair of strikeouts in the sixth. In the seventh, Mickey McDonald reached on a drop fly ball in left center field by Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher had to cover a lot of ground, came in and to his right. He got to his spot and then just had the ball clang off his glove. Rarely do you see that from Dominic Fletcher, but it allowed McDonald to get to second base. And then with two outs, Tyler Soderstrom picked up his first AAA RBI with a double up the left field line to the corner. And that scored McDonald and made it a one-run game. It made it 3-2. But impressive was Martinez tonight. Two innings, he allowed an unearned run on one hit, no walks, three strikeouts in his AAA debut. Stephon Crichton worked a 1-2-3 eighth, and then in the ninth, Mitchell Stumpo got himself in it. He walked Luis Barrera. He missed badly with some pitches to the backstop. Kyle McCann, after Luis Barrera stole second base, would strike out. So you thought maybe Stumpo would settle in at that point. As it turned out, he would, but not before he threw a wild pitch when he was facing Mickey McDonald. So that got Barrera the tying run to third with only one out. McDonald, with the infield in, put a ball in play to second. It was taken by Alexander. He fired to the plate, and Dominic Maroglio applied the tag, and it was a bang-bang play at the plate. And again, it wasn't until they took it frame by frame where I could kind of tell that Barrera may have just snuck in there with his left hand, but he was called out at the plate. And that kept Stumpo's scoreless inning streak intact, and it also kept the one-run lead for Reno intact and kind of took the air out of this ballpark. So McDonald was left as the lone runner at first. Up came Kevin Smith, who again needed a double to complete the cycle, and it would have tied the game, but Smith ended up striking out swinging to end the ball game. And Mitchell Stumpo survives that turbulence in the ninth, and the Aces win their eighth in a row here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Our final, the Aces 3 and the Aviators 2. Reno, 3 runs, 2 hits, 1 error. They left 4 stranded. Vegas, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 8. The winning pitcher, Paul Fry, now 1-0. The losing pitcher, Hogan Harris, now 0-3. And Mitchell Stumpo, his 8th save in a game that took 2 hours and 22 minutes before a paid crowd of 5,780 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. On the out-of-town scoreboard, this was the last game to go final. We talked about Salt Lake defeating Sacramento 12-6, the final there at Smith's Ballpark. The big one in the PCL tonight was in El Paso, and El Paso rallied down 7-1 for a 9-8 win over Oklahoma City. So that means El Paso leads the Dodgers by a game in the East Division. And now it's El Paso with the inside track to that playoff berth, although they'll play again tomorrow. The Dodgers have a chance to pull even, but it puts a lot of pressure on them. Sugar Land 4 and Albuquerque 3, the final just outside of Houston. And it was Tacoma over Round Rock, 7-6. The Rainiers score 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth to walk it off in a game that featured 8 home runs in a ballpark in Cheney Stadium in Tacoma that does not give them up easily. That's the out-of-town scoreboard on this Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, game 3 of this series, Reno will try and make it 9 in a row here at this ballpark. And it'll be Danny Olivero scheduled for the Aces, 1-0 with 3.63 ERA. Vegas starter still to be determined, 7:05 first pitch. Our pregame coverage here from Las Vegas Ballpark begins at 6:55. We'll look forward to catching you then. And that about does it for us tonight here from Vegas. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. Would also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff, Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side, and A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden run the social media, for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball. I'm Zach Beirute saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark. Once again, our final score tonight, the Aces 3 and the Aviators 2. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch. Our pregame on the radio at 6:55. We'll look forward to catching you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, and so long from Las Vegas.